Hello and welcome to Irish Science Fiction. Nearly forgot the name for a second there. And there's going to be three short stories today, and it's in lieu of an episode of Nancy Goodame Space Ranger. Episode 30 will be out next week. And these three stories, they're only 1 minute stories or less even, and they're about the struggles people have with writing. And if you do a bit of writing, you're probably familiar with them. At least I hope you are. Anyway, no more messing. A hen, a daw, a tree. Oh, sorry, the names of the stories are Why I Hate Writing Fantasy Stories. That's the first one. The second one is called An Intergalactic Time Police Intervention in Time Saves Nine. And the third one is called A Land for No Story to Take Place In. So, off we go. A hen, it's a daw, it's a tree, and away we go. Why I Hate Writing Fantasy Stories. Hobbit and Gobblewhacker is the reason I hate writing fantasy stories. He ruled Ulan-Yasp for 300 years, with rigid instructions dispatched from his ivory tower. Everything had to be neat and tidy. Forestry, for example, had to be evenly planted, trunks uniform and round, no branches, and harvested regularly. So it was, until I made him stand outside, with arms outstretched, palms facing skywards, and become a tree. Which is how I should have started the story. An intergalactic time police intervention in time saves nine. An accelerator with protons colliding at massive speeds.
So what?
You have to be the dumbest intergalactic space-time inspector I've worked with. It caused an unstoppable chain reaction and destroyed that solar system. So the third planet had sentient bipeds, just like us, which is why we need to stop the experiment before it happens. I hope we have the date right.
Why don't we just ask one of the humans?
Don't be daft. Do you even know how time travel works?
Of course I do. Hang on, watch this. Here comes one.
Excuse me! Is this before or after the annihilation of humanity? It's about 2 months before, I think. A land for no story to take place in. It was a dark and stormy. The flomp frowned. Truth can splinter when twisted. The flomp frowned again. The winter of umpteen floggendy lonk was long and, sorry, I have no story to tell.
The assembled Perseans grumbled in disappointment.
You suck! Yelled someone in the crowd. Wait, Shan Lavafeishteen is a rocky, grey, mountainous, forgotten place.
And?
Yelled someone.
And now you have a land for no story to take place in. All right, as always, thank you for listening to that, if you did. And next week, we'll see chapter 30 of Nancy Goodame the Space Ranger. Now, it's not fully written, but the idea so far is Nancy lands into a place called Bondrosna and starts to find out that things are not really all rosy in the garden with the rule of Sosman, Borkstapel and the Sosniaks on planet Jupiter. So, again, thanks for listening to that. And if you're tuning in next week for Nancy Goodame, I'll talk to you then. Gurmaget, slán.